From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Brock, July 28th. Five from the leagues. Here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First from Sky Sports. Can Korda match more major history at AIG Women's Open? Nelly Korda's got a chance to make some more major history at the AIG Women's Open. She's already got a major under her belt, and if she can take home this title, she'll be the first American to do so since 1983. That's a pretty big deal, especially considering the 50th anniversary of the tournament is being celebrated this year. Korda's not the only one with a shot at winning, though. Charlie Hull's also in the mix, and she's got a home course advantage at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's. Hull's been playing some solid golf lately, and she's definitely got the skills to take down the competition. We're expecting a fierce battle at the top of the leaderboard, with several other top players looking to make a move. The course is set up to be a real test, with tricky greens and some tough pin positions. Whoever can navigate it, the best is going to come out on top. It's going to be a huge night for women's golf, and we're excited to see how it all plays out. Korda's got the pressure of making history on her shoulders, but she's also got the talent and the experience to get the job done. Next, second from PFT Alt, Seahawks cut RB Kenny McIntosh. The Seahawks plan to waive running back Kenny McIntosh. Brady Henderson of ESPN reports. McIntosh currently is on the active, physically unable to perform list. He tore the ACL in his left knee during a training camp practice 366 days ago. The Seahawks made McIntosh a seventh-round pick in 2023, and he injured his knee in his first training camp. He played only 13 special team snaps in three games as a rookie. In 2024, McIntosh appeared in every game, playing 75 offensive snaps and 173 on special teams. Up next, third from Awful Announcing. Bill Ryder, LeBron James, a mercenary who didn't love Los Angeles. LeBron James is extending his playing career with the Philadelphia 76ers after a surprising free agency decision left former teams in Cleveland and Miami missing out on another tenure with the NBA's all-time leading scorer. While James finishing his career with the hometown team that drafted him would have been the perfect storybook ending, the door was also open for a return to Miami. And then, fourth from Awful Announcing, a squirrel took over the Orioles-Tigers game, and the announcers loved it. You haven't truly lived until you've seen a group of approximately 20 adult groundskeepers chase a squirrel through the outfield of a Major League Baseball game. Part of the beauty of baseball is that over the course of 162 regular season games, you never know what you're going to encounter on a random night out at the ballpark. For fans in Detroit in attendance as the Tigers welcomed the Baltimore Orioles on Monday night, that was a performance from a small squirrel that would have made Barry Sanders proud. Where did the squirrel come from? That we can't quite be sure. Next, fifth from PFT Alt. Cowboys WR George Pickens reports to training camp as expected. Hey, so George Pickens is back with the Cowboys as expected, showed up to training camp in Oxnard, California. The Pro Bowl wide receiver signed that one-year franchise tag for $27.3 million, making him the only player in the league to play on it this season. He's got a big year ahead of him, needs to replicate last season's numbers to become one of the highest paid receivers. That 2025 season was a breakout for Pickens, 93 receptions, 1,429 yards, and 9 touchdowns. He's looking to build on that. Up next, sixth from PFT Alt. Report, Tony Romo refused to submit to breath testing. It had been unclear whether former Cowboys quarterback and CBS analyst Tony Romo had submitted to breath testing after his Thursday arrest in Milwaukee for suspicion of operating while intoxicated. It's now more clear. The California Post reports that Romo was issued a citation for refusing to take tests for intoxication after arrest. A spokesperson for the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office told the Post that the criminal case against Romo is a traffic violation and not a criminal charge in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, refusal to submit to breath testing triggers a one-year revocation and then. Seventh from PFT Alt, Jamal Adams joins the Vikings. The sixth overall pick in the 2017 draft will be joining his sixth team. Jordan Schultz reported that Jamal Adams will be signing with the Vikings. Adams has since confirmed it, tweeting, "Year 10, our skull." Adams spent 3 years with the Jets, making it to two Pro Bowls and finishing 2018 as a second-team All-Pro, and 2019 as a first-team All-Pro. He was traded to the Seahawks in 2020, qualifying for a third Pro Bowl and finishing on the All-Pro second team. Next, eighth from awful announcing. The Fanatics' Sean Brace calls out, "Whip, Spike Eskin, we are die-hard Philadelphia sports fans. They are not." In case you have been living under a rock for the past few days, LeBron James is a Philadelphia 76er. Presuming you also did not have an FM radio signal under that rock, the reaction to that news on Philadelphia sports radio is about what you probably expected. On the whole, Philly sports media was ecstatic to welcome James to town, hoping his presence is exactly what the Sixers need to finally get over the hump and win a title, or at the very least, finally make the conference finals. Unsurprisingly, however, there were some detractors. Up next, ninth from PFT Alt. Report, OG Ben Powers takes a pay cut to stay with Broncos. Ben Powers is staying with the Broncos, and he really wanted to make it work. He took a pay cut to restructure his one-year contract. He'll still make good money, though, and more of it is guaranteed now. Originally, he was set to earn $13 million this year, but none of that was a sure thing until he made the roster. Now he's got a better deal, even if it's not as lucrative. Powers will have to compete with Alex Paljowski for the starting left guard spot. He's been dealing with some injuries, including a biceps tear and a foot issue that he played through last season. Paljowski actually replaced him after the injury, so it'll be interesting to see how this competition plays out. Powers has been a starter for the Broncos before, playing every game for three straight seasons. He's only 29, so he's still got some good years left. It's clear he wants to be with the team, and they must want him too, since they worked out a new deal. We'll see how it all shakes out in the coming months. And then, 10th, from awful announcing, Brian Harmon flips bird to camera after $3 million open finish, earning laugh from Scottie Scheffler. Golfer Brian Harmon had himself a pretty good weekend at the $3 million open in Minnesota. The 2023 Open champion played 20 under on the tournament, earning himself a T3 finish and a $429,550 payday. But golf is a frustrating game, and Harmon was ready to show a bit of his frustration after his final round. While sitting at the scoring table alongside his playing partner, Scottie Scheffler, Harmon noticed the CBS ESPN Plus camera that was on the pair and promptly flipped the bird. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.